Sounds like people smoke would be. What do people smoke?
Smoke? What do you mean, cigarettes or?
And the big brown ones.
Cigars?
Okay. Did you find that?
Yeah. Viola Sheets. And that was her address in Florence, Alabama. Like I said, for so long a time she didn't write anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That was the group that was with us on the tour that time.
Up to Alaska?
Europe.
Oh, in Europe, yeah.
Y'all go on, you went on a tour to Alaska too?
Yes.
You took a tour in Alaska?
Yes. We flew to Seattle from Houston and then got on a bus in Seattle and went up through Western Canada in the British Columbia, on up into Alaska, all the way to Fairbanks, Anchorage, Valdez, where the pipeline is going to end now out from Prudhoe Lake or whatever it is.
How do you like tours?
Ma'am?
How do you like tours?
I like it. I like it real well. And we had a wonderful group for 24 of us. Was very congenial and very enjoyable with them.
Mm-hmm.
We had an air-conditioned bus and it got hot. It got up in way up in the 80s, or close to 90 up in Alaska and Anchorage and through there. It was in June.
You say that'd be a hard mountain to, talking about a mountain, you say it'd be a hard mountain to.
Hard mountain?
Yeah, it would be hard to what that mountain.
What I said a while ago?
No, just talking about a mountain, you'd say that would be a hard mountain to.
Know what we were talking about, I don't know.
Well, no, just changing the subject.
Oh. Hard mountain?
To do what?
I don't get the drift, Barbara.
Well, if, say, the child wanted to get an apple from down from a tree.
Oh.
He would do what? He wouldn't be able to, if he couldn't touch it from the ground, he'd have to.
Well, he would have to climb the tree or get a ladder or whatever to get it.
Talking about climbing, you'd say, yesterday he warped the tree.
He would climb the tree.
Okay, and if he'd done that, you'd say he already.
He already climbed the tree?
Okay, you'd say, I have never warped the tree.
I have never climbed a tree.
And you throw a ball and ask somebody to do what to.
Bottom of my hearing is so vague at times that.
You throw the ball and someone else would.
Catch it?
Okay. I threw it and he.
Caught it.
You say, I've been fishing but I haven't.
Caught any fish.
And. You say, I'm glad I carried my umbrella, because we hadn't gone half a block when it.
Say that again.
You say, I'm glad I carried my umbrella, because we hadn't walked half a block when it did what?
What the umbrella did?
Well, it's coming up raining.
Oh, well. It was raining, or started to rain.
Did you ever say commenced?
Commit?
Commenced raining.
Commence?
Uh-huh. Did you ever use that word?
Very little. Oh, I'm not saying that I haven't used it, but my word for that would be started.
Okay. And say if you had gotten someone some medicine, and you go in and you see the medicine still by their bed, you'd ask them, why haven't you?
Taking your medicine?
And the person would say, I already
have.
An hour ago, I.
Could be, yeah.
An hour ago, I did what?
I took my medicine.
And in another hour, I'm gonna.
Take some more. take it, yeah, I could take some more.
And you'd say, a bee stung me in my hand. Did what? If it got bigger, you'd say, my hand...
swelled.
And it